Camp meetings are a prominent feature of Seventh-day Adventist life. Here, conference workers, missionaries, and lay people come together to worship, renew friendships, and present soul-winning messages to community guests. In many ways, though, camp meetings have changed over the years. Let us join a family on their way to camp meeting in 1921.
Are we almost there, Dad? How far is the camp meeting place?
It's about 50 miles from here, Alice. We'll be there in another couple hours.
Oh, I can hardly wait. I'm as tired as a bootlegger dodging the G-men. I can't believe you get to live in a tent for a whole week. Can I sleep on the ground, Mom?
Well, I don't know. Can you?
I mean, may I sleep on the ground?
Well, I suppose you may, but I don't know why you'd want to. We have a nice big tent with cots enough for all of us.
How are you holding up, Mother? It's been a long ride.
I'm just fine, Ben. My, I'm as excited as the kids. It'll be nice to see old friends again. Camp meetings, to me, are always a chance to renew and strengthen my faith. There's a certain feeling with thousands of people reaching out toward the same goal all at the same time that's truly uplifting.
Is there too much wind? I can stop and put up the canvas top.
No,
no. Leave it up!
There's the turnoff. We're almost there.
Where will we put our tent, Dad?
I think we're on the west side of the camp.
Oh, no, Ben. That's too close to the privies. The flies will be horrible.
Well, Florence, that's why we brought mosquito netting and fly paper.
Sometimes I think mosquito netting does more to keep the flies in than out.
This camp's really sanitary compared to the very first camp meetings.
What do you mean, Grandma?
Well, the privies, for instance. When I was 12, I went to the very first camp meeting in Wright, Michigan, back in 1868. The toilets then were a couple of long trenches dug at the edge of the camp.
Just ditches?
Oh, well, not just ditches. They had seats of a sort, and the whole thing was covered by a long, narrow tent.
Oh, not much privacy.
No, and that was hard on a 12-year-old girl. Today, the toilets are at least private, and the camp workers do scatter lime in the holes every day.
Did they have tents and cabins when you went to camp, Grandma?
There were a couple of big tents and some family tents. It rained the last night, though, and our whole family ran under a big hay wagon to spend the night.
Oh, here's the campground. And talking about tents, there's our space just up ahead, number 183.
Now, hold on, you two. Where do you think you're going? Let's have a little help unloading the car.
Aw, Mom. I want to see if any of my friends came this year.
Plenty of time for that later, Jack. Now, right now, you two help your grandma pile the blankets and dishes on the grass while your mother and I put up the tent. All right, Florence. Pound in the tent peg while I pull the rope tight.
All right.
Oh, hey, careful, my fingers.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben.
Well, one little accident isn't all that bad. The tent seems to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, considering it's been rolled up in the barn for the last 3 years.
I don't know how well it'll hold up if we get a hard rain.
Now, where did those kids get to?
They finished helping me unload, so they've run off to see if they can find some of their friends.
Alice Stonebridge, it's so good to see you. I wasn't sure you were even coming this year.
Well, we almost didn't, but my folks bought a new Ford car, and we were able to make the trip all in one day.
That's right. It's a long trip from where you live.
Huh, especially on those bumpy, rutted roads.
I wonder how people ever got to camp meetings, back in the old days when they first started.
My grandma went to the first camp meeting. She can tell us all about it. Will you tell Sally and me about the first camp meeting?
Me too, please, Grandma.
Well, let's see. The first camp meeting was held on Elder E.H. Root's farm near Wright, Michigan. That's just northwest of Grand Rapids, you know. The dates were September 1st through 7th, 1868. Our family arrived the day before it started, and we began at once.
Whoa! Whoa up there, horse. Howdy, brother. Is this the place where the camp meeting is?
Sure is. My name's Amos Stoddard. What's yours, brother?
I'm John Perkins, from over Dearborn way. This here's my wife, Wilma, my boys, Abner and Nathan, and my daughter, Emma.
Well, you're all sure welcome. You can park your wagon over on the edge of the grove with the rest.
Is there fresh water for drinking and washing?
There's a big spring just a ways out of camp on the crest of that little incline. Good, sweet water it is, too.
Good. I'm thirsty and tired.
Don't worry, Emma. That 60-foot tent over there has straw for bedding. The tent's divided by curtains. Men and boys on one side and women and girls on the other.
Well, we brought cotton drill for our own tent, like Elder White suggested in the review.
Good. Just pitch your tent along with the rest of them. Most people are just digging their fire holes right in front of the camps.
Thank you, Brother Stoddard. Gee up there, horse. Nathan, Abner, you take care of the horse. Then come help me set up the tent.
All right,
sure, Pa. Right away.
And Emma, you take that neck yoke and fetch me two buckets of water so I can start supper.
Yes, Ma.
Let's all be back as quick as we can. There are lots of things to do here in camp. Last one back has to go to Seward's Folly.
Seward's Folly?
Seward's Folly?
Yeah, that new territory Secretary Seward just bought last year.
Oh, you mean Alaska. Who'd want to go to that icebox?
Well, you'd better hurry then.
Oh, howdy. Are these books on sale?
Yes, they are.
What's this one about? Spiritual Gifts, Volume 1, How to Live.
Oh, it's one of Sister White's. She has lots of good material in that one. There are others by Sister White, too. Spiritual Gifts, 2, 3, and 4. Then there's Uriah Smith's book, Thoughts on Revelation. Here's one by our General Conference President, J.N. Andrews, called History of the Sabbath.
I sure wish I had one of these books.
Well, these may be a little expensive for you, but I know where you can get a very good paper free. It's called The Youth's Instructor, and it has Bible lessons written just for young people by Sister Adelia Van Horn.
Oh, I'd love a free paper.
I'm sure my young assistant will be happy to show you where to get it. Hey, Willie! Willie White, come here, please. Take young Nathan here to the tent where your father's talking to the young people.
So they had young people services at camp meetings right from the beginning?
Well, no, that came later. But Elder White cared so much for the children, he made a special effort to teach them. And he gave every child a book of inspirational stories.
I'm sure glad we have young people's meetings now.
So am I. After all, you young people are our greatest assets. It's you who'll be the leaders of the church someday.
Did many people come that first time?
Oh, my, yes. A lot for those days, anyway. About 300 people camped the whole 7 days, and another 700 or so stayed in homes in the area. And lots more came for part of the time. There were as many as 2,000 people there at one time.
That's a lot. And you actually saw James and Ellen White?
Saw them and heard them, too. And a lot of the other pioneers, J.N. Andrews, J.H. Wagner, and Joseph Bates. Elder Bates was 76 years old then. He died just 4 years later.
Wow!
In fact, Elder Andrews walked around the grounds at Lights Out and asked each family, are you all comfortable for the night?
He must have really cared about people.
Everyone cared about everyone else, and the meeting was blessed. Because of that love, many people accepted Christ for the first time, and lots of others were saved from backsliding.
No wonder we started having a lot of camp meetings. Were they always big?
Some were. The biggest I heard was near Boston in 1876. As many as 20,000 people were there, and thousands more wanted to come. but they couldn't get transportation to the campgrounds.
Did Elder and Mrs. White go to all the camp meetings?
Well, they couldn't get to all of them, but every year they went to a whole string of camp meetings. Everybody wanted to hear them speak. Why, in 1870, Brother and Sister White went to 15 camp meetings, one after another.
Ooh.
That's a lot.
I guess camp meetings have worked out pretty well, huh?
That they have, Alice. Very well indeed.